Hey there.
Hey.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
Good.
Now watch our gaming content.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
Which one am I?
Which one am I?
Just put eyes on the guy.
I didn't plan for this, so don't count down. It's stressing me out.
7.
Give Mama some sugar.
No!
Oh, I can't go back.
Oh, I'm going to watch you suffer.
What in God's name?
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek. That's me to another. That is you. So many news stories today, but they're like little tiny ones. They're like chicken nuggets, but in story form. So not at all like chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets are way better. They're little story nuggets. Little nuggets of news. Apparently, for about a month now, Periscope has been testing a sketching feature. So during an actual live broadcast, users can tap the screen and begin to sketch on faces or sketch on whatever. And now it's out of testing. Now you can officially get it in the newest update. The sketching feature is there for Periscope on iOS. Hang on, I'll be right back. Okay, sorry, I'm back. I had to go to the fuck field to check to see if I was growing any fucks to give for this story, and there's none. Speaking of Twitter, and I say that because if you didn't know, Twitter actually owns Periscope. They made quite a weird move today. They changed the category in which Twitter, the app, falls under in the iOS App Store. Now they no longer consider themselves a social networking app. Now they are a news app. If you watch this show frequently, then you know that Twitter has been on a roll when it comes to making some weird moves that really aren't welcomed from its core user base, and this is another really confusing one. Is Twitter a good source of news sometimes? Yes, but why is it that way? Because it's a social network and the news is shared by the users using said social network. What are you doing, Twitter? Google has made an adjustment to the Google Play Store today. Now, when you go to download an app, it will actually warn you if the app contains ads, like this. So, great, Google. Thank you, I appreciate it. Now you can warn me if an app has ads, like every app, everywhere, all the time. NBC Universal, or in this case, Comcast, has made an agreement with DreamWorks Animation to acquire the company for $3.8 billion, and that is expected to close by the end of 2016. There you go. Comcast taking over the world some more. Great. Last October, Sir Zuckerberg mentioned that Facebook is all in when it comes to Windows 10, and for months, they've actually been testing an updated Facebook app, Instagram app, and even a Messenger app. Facebook Messenger, which is by far my favorite messaging platform. Yes, you heard that correctly. And now it's no longer a test. It's out today. It rolled out today officially, so you can get it in the Windows 10 App Store, the Windows 10 store where you find apps. You can find it there, which I'm actually really excited about. They're all really, really nice. Facebook's Windows 10 app for the longest time was kind of meh. So it's nice to see an updated Instagram app, the Facebook app, and Messenger especially. Awesome on Windows 10. And that is all the story nuggets for the day. Hopefully you learned something while you were eating them. If you liked it or learned something, you can hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. You can also follow us on Twitter. Bam! Right there at Front Page Tech on the Twitter sphere. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Peace out. Girl Scouts.